The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Alrighty. To silence. Welcome to the National Intel Report. Tonight is Wednesday, April 5th, 2000. 2023, man, time is flying by. This is your regular Wednesday co-host, William Ripillum, and it's an honor to be here with you tonight on the National Intel Report, filling in for John Stadtmiller, late John Stadtmiller, hoping I can at least do half the job he ever did. He was a great man. And we'll never forget the great work he did here. Though I did not know him, I got to know him through listening to some of his broadcasts, and I was especially impressed with the one he did on Zionism and the expose he did on the greatest story never told, the story of Adolf Hitler, the real story of Adolf Hitler, the untold story of Adolf Hitler. Tonight, well, first of all, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash the donate button. Donate what you can, folks. Keep free speech alive. We don't get any of that money, us personally. It all goes to the station. Station really needs your help right now. Mike needs a new mixing board. And you can get a t-shirt if you donate $50 or more. So, you know, RBN t-shirt right now. So, all right, without further ado, I have two guests with me who have been with me before. I have Erica, who's been with me in previous National Intel Report. And I also have Travis, who's been with me at night on my Red Pill Punch Bowl and also on Jeremy's In Plain Sight. And the Red Pill Punch Bowl. Sorry, it's actually just the Punch Bowl now. I got rid of the Red Pill out of it because Punch Bowl is red already, so you get it. And there's already two other Red Pill people with the names. So I won't compete with them. All right, yeah. So let me go ahead and introduce Travis. Travis, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Well, thank you for having us on.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm really glad you can make it. I know that you had to finagle some things, make it work. And really appreciate you making that happen, Travis. Thank you. And we also have Erica. Erica, it's great to have you back. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back. It's always a good time to spend with you and Travis as well.
Absolutely. Now, you and Travis, we're going to get into, I want to get into, you guys tell a little bit about your background, your stories, let everybody know who you are. So I want to give you guys both the floor to do that here. And I'll just tell the audience a little bit about how I know you guys. So we go way back. I think Travis, I don't remember how long you've been red-pilled for, but Erica has been red-pilled around the same time as me. We kind of came into learning about things around 2018, 2017, right around that time. And so, yeah, it's, and you guys used to do your own broadcast together, and I know you still do some shows too. So why don't you, Erica, why don't you talk about how people can get in touch with you and what your what show you're doing, and you know, some yeah, just that information first.
Okay, we rebranded. We used to be the Citizen Reporter, and now we are the Coincidence Retort. So, and it's kind of a tongue in cheek, you know. Basically, when you get down to the end of the debate, and the opposition has nothing else to throw out, they just say, well, it's a coincidence. You know, that's the retort. So we're on YouTube for now, and also Twitter, and we're working on the website as we speak.
Got it. On YouTube. You're on YouTube and Twitter. What about BitChute? Do you guys have a BitChute channel?
Not yet, but actually, I like the other one, Brighton. I think it's much
Brighteon.
Yeah, it's much more user friendly, in my opinion. It's cleaner, so we're going to be on Brighton instead of Brighteon, however you want to pronounce it. We're going to be on there instead of BitChute.
Okay, yeah, Brighteon, very nice. So yeah, okay, the coincidence retort. So is it spelled C O H E N, or is it C O I N?
No, the problem.
Okay. yeah. Okay.
That's all awesome. Right.
Yeah. So let me kick it over to Travis now. Travis, tell us a little bit about your what you got going on, and how people can get in touch with you as well.
You can find me on Foundation for Disinfestation. .com. Some of my older writings and stuff, probably, you know, about the same story as you guys, started just really questioning everything about reality about the same time. And I think as time goes on, we learn a little bit more and more about the tactics of the Team Darkness, and we kind of start seeing patterns for what they are. And so lately, you know, I haven't been able to write as much as I used to, like on my website. It's, again, it's Foundation for disinfestation.com. But I definitely noticed that there's some things we need to talk about, some clamping down on society, and kind of interesting times we all live in.
Yeah, exactly. So the Foundation for disinfestation.com, right? And that's your blog
that's
site.
That's correct. Yes, I haven't been able to write for a little while, but I've been trying to get on there again. And just kind of been catching up with life. And, you know, coronavirus, I think, put everybody for a loop. And so just everybody been kind of chasing the tail after that. At least I have been.
Right. The virus that was never even shown to exist. Imagine that. Got the whole world locked down over a virus that doesn't even exist. Call me and tell me how you've proved it exists if you think it does. And you'll lose the argument, I think. But by all means, you know, if somebody can prove that they've shown this virus to exist, which is an old, tired argument, and been over it so many times that I'm honestly going to be exhausted with it. But hopefully, nobody out there still believes that the coronavirus is even real, that it even exists.
Unfortunately, it's probably quite a few that still do.
Yeah. Well, what I would recommend that you do is go, if you still think that it exists, go to Tom Cowan's BitChute channel and look for, you know, what he's got so much on it. So many times he's asked the medical establishment to go and prove, come and debate me, show me that you've proven that you've isolated this virus, you know, and it's not just Tom Cowan, but he's just a doctor that he basically surrendered his medical license for the truth, to come out and start telling the truth. And what a hero he is for that. He's up in Massachusetts, and really nice guy, very easy to listen to, very soft-spoken, really cares about people. And so, you know, that's harder to find in a medical establishment which is designed to make people sick and make people die. So there you go. We're not going to get too much into the medical establishment tonight because we've got some other things we want to talk about. We're going to get into the Restrict Act, this new bill, S.686. Travis, you have an ancillary related bill, S.4488. I forgot the exact number, what it was, but I'm going to kick the ball over to you.
I think that's it.
To talk about that a little bit. But let's see. We've got 9 minutes left before the break. We've got a couple of clips to play. And I want to get into Mike, let's see the two minute one, the BitChute video. If you could cue that up, Mike. And then I want to do the Ron Paul on the Restrict Act. Just get everybody the basics of what's going on with that, just in case you got to catch up. Whenever you're ready, Mike, just interrupt me and start playing that clip, that two-minute clip.
We've talked about banning TikTok. Now, when you want to ban TikTok, how do you do that? Well, you ban TikTok. But no. They've come up with something else. They've come up with the Restrict Act. It's a law that would grant the White House, through the Commerce Department, the ability to go after anyone and any company that the administration deems a security risk.
Our digital identity platform will be required not only to access web services, but to pay for your internet connection in the first place.
You can't just censor the entire internet because of a new software technology. Who are you to define what's misinformation anyways?
That sounds like something a misinformation terrorist would say. Controlling the output of generative AI technology is simple. We will create context for its use. First, we will censor any use related to social taboos. Then we will censor anything else that we desire. If anyone complains, we will accuse them of wanting to engage in or promote social taboos. We will corral the use of AI by making appeals to bias, ethics, and copyright laws. You will still have access to generative AI in some form, but it will be crippled, limited, controlled, and it will be monitored. Anything that you generate will be cryptographically signed with your digital ID, so that its provenance can be ascertained if it's later deemed to be problematic.
Who are you to define what's misinformation anyways?
That sounds like something a misinformation terrorist would say.
Take care of it.
Okay, yeah, so that was just a quick little two-minute clip. Get the idea. So let's go ahead and play the Ron Paul clip on it. He gets a little more detail about it. It's about 4 minutes long, I think.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Report. The Restrict Act restricts more than TikTok. Supporters of expanding the federal police state have found a new boogeyman to scare the people into surrendering their liberty. TikTok is a social media platform that allows users to upload their own videos. It is used by tens of millions of Americans and is one of the most popular websites in the world. TikTok's popularity and the fact that it is owned by a Beijing-based company, ByteDance, has led to the spread of a claim that the site is controlled by the Chinese government. Thus, the claim the Chinese government is using TikTok to collect data on U.S. citizens. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner introduced last month the Restricting the Emergence of Security Threats That Risk Information and Communications Technology Act. The bill is being marketed as a way to protect Americans from foreign governments that use social media to spy on Americans. The Restrict Act makes no mention of TikTok or ByteDance. The Chinese government is mentioned only once in the bill when it is designated as a foreign adversary along with five other governments. What the bill does do is give the Secretary of Commerce power to identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, or otherwise mitigate any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person or with respect to any property that the Secretary of Commerce determines poses an undue or unacceptable risk in a laundry list of areas. Among those areas are coercive or criminal activities by a foreign adversary that are designed to undermine democratic processes and institutions or steer policy and regulatory decisions in favor of the strategic objectives of a foreign adversary to the detriment of the national security of the United States. So the U.S. should shut down an American social media company based on the Secretary of Commerce's determination that a website, while not actually doing anything to weaken America, poses an unacceptable risk that it will. The TikTok controversy has taken attention away from the disturbing Twitter files, a release of communication between Twitter employees and governmental agencies. The communication shows how much government influence big tech companies' decisions regarding suppressing stories and deplatforming users. If the Restrict Act becomes the Restrict Law, any site that refuses to cooperate with future efforts by the U.S. government to suppress certain stories and individuals on social media could find itself accused of working to advance the strategic objectives of a foreign adversary. Those who doubt this should consider how people who question U.S. foreign policy are smeared as Russian agents. The Restrict Act's potential victims are sites like Rumble. Rumble is a censorship-free alternative to YouTube. Rumble's commitment to free speech is so strong that it chose to block access to its site in France instead of complying with a new French law banning Russia Today and other Russian news services from French social media. Like the Patriot Act, the Restrict Act plays on people's fears to make them silent while Congress takes away more of their liberty. This bill is a blatant violation of the First Amendment that the founders intended to protect our right to engage in political speech and share political information and opinions with others. We should stop Congress from violating our right to discuss and share ideas on TikTok and elsewhere that challenge the political class. Thanks for listening.
Great, great videos or audios. Yeah. Kind of said it all.
Yeah.
Oh. Very well. Yeah. Sorry, I was on mute. Go ahead, Travis. If you have something to say, you want to comment? We got 1 minute.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say those kind of summed it up. I was just going to add on to that. You know, TikTok doesn't do anything that Facebook and, you know, all these other social media platforms do. They all collect information.
All right, folks. And We got Mike in Kentucky when we get back from the break. We'll get Erica's comments. Also, we'll let you finish there, Travis. Okay, we'll be right back.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Travis, you got interrupted mid-thought there. Before I let you go,
I was just going to add on there. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
I'm just going to add on there. It doesn't do anything, but it gives them more control of their information, more control over the data. The data is key to them. If you mess with their data transmission, basically, or you do something they deem criminal, they're going to come after you. So they're just setting the stage for that.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, and they have the wherewithal. They have the infrastructure to do it. They own, you know, the different carriers, the different internet service providers. They were talking about floating a bill through about a year ago to stop people who are to, you know, look at everyone's texts and stop texts that go through that are not approved to each other. So they want to interfere with personal communications. I'm sure that this Restrict Act puts that in scope. If everything that you send is digitally signed cryptographically. I mean, when they own all of these different corporations that control all the information, the criminals are running the show. They're talking about getting rid of VPNs so you can't, be private anymore. And I'll just say this. So ByteDance in China. So before this happened, I was kind of like yeah, I think TikTok, don't use it. It's a backdoor. It's got, you know, I didn't like it personally because I didn't like that it was very hard to use without downloading the app, like just using it on the web. I guess you can still use it on the web. You know, I like to stay just using the web. You know, and I also think that TikTok, I still think TikTok is kind of something that kids, you know, no offense, Erica, but kids, women, and homosexuals use. And so I don't know. Let me kick it over to you, Erica, get your comments. You can retort me if you want on that one.
Well, I don't see what the angle on the women comment about, really, but... to address your mentioning of the VPN, yes, they are trying to say that if you use the VPN to access TikTok, that would be in violation of the law. So then they had carte blanche to come in and examine anything that they want informationally wise. And you could be fined, I think, up to like $1 million and, you know, prison time and... I mean, and all because of the national security risk. If they label it with that, then boom, it goes through. It's like it's its own government, its own set of laws. The CIA has been using it for decades, actually. And they're also, one of the articles was saying that all of your assets can be seized without any due process whatsoever. They could get your computers, your website servers, bank accounts, databases, and other items. And this, they've actually been doing this, the FBI now, is not just the NSA, but, you know, under this other law, what was it? I don't have it at my fingertips, but Section 702, I believe, is somewhat similar to this new bill that they're introducing. So, you know, we're seeing the systematic destruction and dismantling our Constitution right before our eyes. We're living it. It's pretty depressing.
That's a really good point about you know, what you're making there about the three letter institutions, the NSA, specifically after the Patriot Act, and when they talk about doing it in the name of national security, everybody just would step aside and go, oh, of course we want national security. Well, it's not national security. I never dreamed it would be national security against the people, but that's the whole time we were being groomed. We were being groomed by these pedophiles, essentially. We were being molested with this Patriot Act, and our brains were being molested by these pedophiles.
Yeah,
fear. We're very good at that kind of thing.
Fear problem.
And now,
everybody in fear.
Say again?
It's the fear propaganda, and that's one of the psychological tactics that they use. You keep people traumatized and in fear in a constant state of that. And
I can't hear you over the crow. Who's got the crow in the background?
Travis.
Travis.
Gargus. My bad. I thought it was muted.
No problem.
it's a fear propaganda, and so it's a scientific fact. If you keep somebody in fear, the part of the brain that is takes over for critical thinking shuts down. Okay, so if you traumatize or keep people in a state of fear, then they don't naturally, under normal circumstances, would be questioning things, right? But if under duress, people don't. They just kind of follow what they're told, and they don't question anything, and they're more easily controlled that way.
If you go out and you take a pulse on just the the normie, you're going to find that they're just completely oblivious to what's going on, and they'll probably exactly ask them what they feel about the national security. I bet you they'll prove you exactly right, Erica. So I appreciate your point. All right, we're up against bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back, top of the hour. We're going to take Mike from Kentucky. He's got some comments about what I said about Tom Cowan and the COVID. So we'll be right back, folks.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
All right, folks. Welcome back. Second half of the first hour of National Intel Report. I'm your host, William Repellum. I got Erica and Travis on with me. Travis, let me kick it over to you. You wanted to comment further on the on TikTok.
I just wanted to quickly add in there, as quick as I can, that there's some interesting stuff that you can find on TikTok. And I was kind of wondering, I saw somebody talking about this, how, you know, the government, it doesn't have control over TikTok, and there's some certain storylines that they really didn't want coming out recently, and that's kind of why they were going after them a little bit.
Right. You were saying that, that your friend was saying that TikTok is really like the wild, wild west of information, actually, in a way. So,
In a way, it's kind of like the early days of YouTube, and now so YouTube and Twitter and Facebook are so censored and so government controlled, you're not seeing the same level of information. So if I'm searching for something like, you know, red mercury or some other weird, you know, topic, I'm not going to find as much on those other platforms possibly. And mm-hmm. so they, you know, again, it's all about control. There's a multi-level, multi-faceted approach the government always has when they come out with these bills. The other thing I see them doing with this bill, real quick, just speaking to S-686, they really want to control all the digital information, particularly pertaining to the quantum computing, the digital currency that they've really been pushing. So it's in a way it's getting a hold of all that information and processing and putting certain agencies overseeing it. And one of the other scary aspects of this is we're not going to be able to FOIA request information about how they're designated terrorists, et cetera, or whatever they call people in that bill.
Really?
Because they basically, you know, yeah, they're calling us foreign agents or something like that, you know. So that's another thing I've seen that's pretty concerning is there's no way, there's no oversight, there's no way to find out what they're doing and how they're doing it.
Right. Yeah, the FOIA request, that's a real loophole for them. The FOIA request kind of messed up their plans with COVID. They were planning to, I think, getting on the digital passports through with COVID, and the FOIA request asking for proof that the coronavirus exists and they never being able to prove that was a real loophole that they needed to close up there, wasn't it? And you know, and by the way, on TikTok, I'm going to go ahead and concede some on TikTok because I've been an advocate against TikTok, and I've kind of gone after people that spend time on TikTok and sort of given them a hard time and stuff. Well, okay, so I can actually probably admit I might have been a little bit wrong there. You know, in the recent past, I gave some people a hard time about it. But, yeah, I think there probably is some good information. I think you should still caution getting sucked into, you know, it's easy to just watch one video after another because of the way that it's set up and end up spending hours on it. And I kind of thought that that was the idea, is that you end up spending hours on that, getting, you know, usually on your wireless device. And that's not healthy. That's not good to be on your wireless device for long, long periods of time. And that's another topic to get into. A lot of people covering that. Janice Barcelo is one. You can go listen to her on Saturday's show. She's on RBN at 1 p.m. Eastern, I believe. Anyway. But, it's just interesting how, you know, and then Ron Paul also mentioning that the, it's ByteDance is the Chinese company, which is a private Chinese company, not necessarily controlled by the Chinese government, although I'd have a hard time believing they weren't.
well,
but anyway,
I just want to point out the fact that, go ahead and take your call real quick.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and finish your, get your thought.
I just wanted to say, like, you know, that the government wasn't worried about China controlling Smithfield Food, which produces 70% of the U.S. pork. And they did that back in, I think, 2013 with Obama. And so they haven't been worried about China buying up other aspects, even to the point of controlling ports in our country. So why all of a sudden are they worried about, you know, some little thing called TikTok? And so, again, it's just a multifaceted approach to basically censor us, to give us them new classifications for us to be getting in trouble by them for, you know, doing what we always do, share information, whatever. And if we start sharing information that they deem, you know, scary or dangerous, then, again, it gives them a window to come after us. So I just want to end
Absolutely.
It on that. You know, they act like they're protecting us every time we find out that they're screwing us.
Exactly. An absolutely fantastic point about how China's bought up so much of our different things, land, you know, companies, and that's not a problem. They own a huge amount of our debt. That's not a problem. But suddenly this is a problem. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's the stupidest thing ever. All right, so let me get Erica's comments, and we're going to take Mike's call. We'll be right with you, Mike.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I agree. It's just further attacks on our freedom of speech and dismantling of our Constitution. And, you know, basically our country has always been a covert communist-based country. I mean, World War II, we supported Stalin, who was communist, for Christ's sake, you know? So I'm not surprised to see it happening, but at the same time, I'm very, what's the word I'm looking for? Disheartened to see it actually in action.
That's a great point, Erica. You're absolutely right. It has been a communist country. It even goes back further than that. It goes back to even the Civil War with Lincoln, and that's a whole other thing we can get into with Mike Gatti, who knows all about that. He's got his Rebel Madman show at 3 o'clock Central on Saturdays. And he's just a wealth of information. I don't know anybody who knows more about the Civil War, the Constitution, or the origins of the Constitution, and how long we've actually been a communist country. It's a lot longer than we think. And it was, you know, Jewish bankers that supported communism in Russia, that the Bolshevik Revolution, by the way, and everybody kind of knows that already. All right, so let me go over to Mike in Kentucky and get his comments. Mike, welcome to the show. Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm hearing two things at once.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
Somebody talking about Christians being allowed to read the Bible. I think it's the server playing the archive shows or something. Anyway, I'll try to talk over.
Still there?
Mike, here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't hear that. But maybe Mike, the station manager.
They finally popped it down. Anyway, you guys touched on a couple of things there while I'm on hold. If I was this, you know, cartoonish James Bond villain like Drax or Dr. No, expecto to die, Mr. Bond, that's what I would do, would be acquire the pork or whatever type of food stuffs. You know, all of these animals have to be vaccinated by law. If you wanted to pass around some kind of pathogen throughout the world's population, that'd be the way you do it, because, you know, between the pink slime and the mystery meat, everything but the oink sausage, you don't know how many animals are going into a lot of these meat products. It's actually quite disgusting when you get into the details. But the idea that Dr. Tom Cowan, or the guy that famously in Germany has been touted all over the internet saying viruses don't exist, or that the measles virus was never proven to exist and that sort of thing. When you get into it, what he actually says is that there are no pathogenic viruses. The viruses that are being detected are evidence of something going on that's causing massive inflammatory response. But he's probably not the only one that is saying that the virus itself is not the cause. When you go back and look at how these things have to be pathogenic, they're generally going to have to be protected by some membranes, which would include cholesterol, and that would point more towards something like a mycoplasma, the same sort of thing that the Gulf War syndrome, some of it, was caused by a mycoplasma incognita. Garth and Nancy Nichols, I think it was, basically got kicked out of the California university system, ended up in Texas testing these Gulf War veterans for free. And I just talked to another Gulf War veteran the other day. I won't say what branch of the service, but they got them to sign a voluntary form to take these vaccines, and that's how they got that mycoplasma into the population back then. And it was transmitted to spouses and stuff, so it was a sexually transmitted disease. Yeah.
Look, man, I don't want to go too deep into all this, but I'm going to just poignantly ask you a question and challenge you on something you said and get straight to it. You're saying that there's evidence that these viruses are causing inflammation, and no, there are not. There's never been proven. That is not
true. It's mass cell death.
It has not been shown.
Well,
no. What happens?
I think you're
talking
about Dr. Tom Gowan says we know there are no pathogenic viruses. That's the same thing the guy had the lawsuit.
Mike, let me speak now. Mike, let me speak now. I need to retort what you said, and I need to give you the deliberated reasoning behind it. Okay, so the way that they have said that these viruses exist is, first of all, you have to define what is a virus. It's a piece of DNA or RNA wrapped in a lipid coat. I don't know if that's what you mean by the cholesterol, but it's just a lipid coat. Okay. So that is what the medical establishment says that a virus is.
Now, what they say is that the virus by itself is innocuous. It doesn't do anything. It's a piece of DNA. What they're saying it does is that this piece of DNA that they claim is specific to whatever virus they say it is, which would mean that it has a genome that defines it, which they've never proven. They've never proven this. They've never shown any genome of any virus to be specific to some kind of pathogen, ever. There's never been any study that's shown this. And so when I ask people, this is the question that keeps getting asked by Tom Callan. He's asking them, and you're talking about Stefan Lanka from Germany, who did the cell culture study. This is their gold standard of how they say they isolate a pathogen, right? Is that they do this, a cell culture. And in this cell culture, they take a sputum from a sick person and they mix it. This is what they actually do. It's such ridiculous fraud. Give me 2 minutes to explain it. They take the sputum from a sick person. Then they'll take it and they'll mix it with other biological material like monkey kidney cells or fetal bovine serum. They'll mix it together. They'll poison it and starve it. They'll give it antibiotics. Then it'll have a reaction. The cells will start to break down and die. They'll produce what looks like these spike proteins.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, oh, hey, yeah, there's the virus. It proves that the virus caused this to happen. Well, can you destroy, I mean, listen to that for a second.
You destroy anything you're looking at with the electron microscope. So when they see these cells that look like they're full of these coronaviruses about to burst, they can't really take that sample and replicate it into a disease. But what the lawsuit in Germany was about, he didn't actually ever say viruses doesn't exist. He just simply said that and he wanted one study to prove his main 4 points. They initially lost because some grad student found 4 studies to prove all 4 of his points, and then the Supreme Court threw it out because they said it was his choice to give the reward. But what he was saying is that...
Well, wait, who are you talking about now?
The guy in Germany, that everybody gets this idea that viruses don't exist.
Are you talking about Stefan Lanka?
When you do a deep dive into what he was claiming, he was simply claiming that the measles shots don't work and that virus was not causing measles. Okay, he didn't actually say that the measles virus didn't exist. And Tom Callan is saying there are no pathogenic viruses. He's not saying viruses don't exist. I went through his BitChute videos. There's like a whole bunch of people reposting his stuff. There's 1,500 matches. And that's the closest title
viruses don't exist. They don't exist in the context. Mike, hold on a second, okay? Look, I want to have this conversation with you. I didn't want to go too far. I know I brought it up. I accept responsibility for that. But he is saying that viruses do not exist in the context of, you're saying pathogenic viruses. No, even in the context of that they even cause any kind of disease. What he's claiming is that viruses are actually exosomes, which are just little messengers that when you have inflammation in your body, which is not caused by any pathogen, it's caused by the toxicity in your body that you've given yourself.
It's so debris.
This is why people are getting sick. And the reason why, you know, people get sick when they get around other people that are sick is not because of passing a pathogen to one another. It's because of a bioresonance response. Now, this is a hard to prove thing. It's not something that can be proven. It's an epidemiological observation, just like they're saying, but so is the what they're saying about the viruses being the cause, which they could scientifically prove that, but it's an epidemiological assumption that they're making, meaning the study of epidemics, the study of passing pathogens around. So,
well, the video you might want to look for is, now that we know there are no pathogenic viruses, why do we get sick? That's from about 1 year and 5 months ago. So, Dr. Tom Callan on BitChute. And so it's a subtle point to make, but the reason the vaccines are so insidious is because they're manufacturing, and a bunch of them, if you watch the people on TV being given these vaccines, they're not being administered correctly. They're supposed to be an intramuscular shot that goes into the muscle and let the muscle manufacture those spike proteins. But they're being shot in like a dart, so they get in people's bloodstream, and then they the vaccine lands just anywhere in the body and the blood vessels, and it makes the clot shot live up to its name because those spike proteins plug into your cell walls where those receptors are. And a lot of the people that are on these medicines, Dr. Zach Bush has got a video about that, the ACE inhibitors, the angiotensin blockers, the flu shot, they make all of that inflammatory condition worse that allows whatever it is, be it a mycoplasma or just their crappy immune system, when they get exposed.
Hey, Mike, hang on a second. We're up against a break. I'll hold you over, okay?
It makes it worse.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We're back, and I still have Mike and Kentucky on the line. And Mike, I just, while over on the break, I pulled up the documentary you mentioned, and I don't think I may have seen this. This is from October 15th, 2021. Okay, I probably did see this, but I'm going to watch it again. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. And then call Mike, if you don't mind calling the show
either call tomorrow night on we can discuss a little more here, but I'll just finish up your points here. But I want to watch this and then talk to you about it again. So I'm sure you'll call back in. You know, you can call in regularly.
Welcome, Chicken Pox, on back. Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions there, and I think you can cure a lot with diet. That they're not, they don't want us to know.
Right. I agree.
18 years ago, I started noticing a lot of people going to the doctor for a year at a time, a year and a half, one diagnosis to another, finally they get their vitamin D level checked, and it's zero. Like they're milking these patients because they could have tested them for $7 and found out their vitamin D level was undetected. I know a guy that works in a pork plant had COVID 4 or 5 times, and finally the doctor said, you need to take some vitamin D and B vitamins, and he milked him for a year and a half, let him have COVID 4 or 5 times before he told him to start taking to fix it, what was wrong, you know, which was no vitamin D's, working indoors. But anyway, I just want to say it kind of is a credibility issue to try to say that viruses don't exist when, you know, they have pictures of them, but
that doesn't mean they exist. COVID, that doesn't mean that they are what they say they are. And I'm going to stand by what I said, because they're not. They're just breakdown of the cell tissue. That's all they are.
Debris.
It looked like spike protein balls on them, but yeah, it's just debris.
Yeah, but they're not looking for the elephant in the room, which is what is the vector? What's the vector, Victor? And I think, you know, with the Chinese owning all this pork, like this guy works at a Chinese-owned pork company, and they started 4 years ago. Because they developed the freezer technology, they just rip those things in half and ship them all away to China because there's no import tax on a half of a
Mike, this has nothing to do with viruses, though.
Yeah,
there's no vector for viruses. They're saying the virus vector is a lipid.
They're shooting these things. Every animal gets these vaccines, man, and then they render it into pink slime and everything but the oink pork products. It's like the people behind that. I mean, Con's Mate up in Cincinnati doesn't make anything kosher, but the name sure sounds Jewish. Like I said, if it was a doctor, no James Bond arch villain, they couldn't write a better plot for a James Bond movie. And we're all straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel, or a pig or cow. Anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Thanks, Mike. All right. Yeah. Again, it's I'll just end with this and that. Yeah, we still haven't proven that it's a virus. So I know we want to jump on and say, oh, hey, there's something causing people to get sick. It must be a virus. It's just like this sort of this response we're programmed to have. It's a virus. It's not a virus. Not a virus. It's causing people to get sick. Anyway, let me kick it to you guys. Right. Stop hogging all the airtime. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Travis.
I just wanted to really quickly add, it's not so much about a virus or not virus to me, as it is the fact that this thing has nanotechnology inside of it.
Yep. I absolutely believe that. Okay, so that's the end of the first hour, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back in the second hour. We're going to continue with other topics and give Erica a chance to talk. We'll be right back, and thank you for listening.
We must take America back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.